Thanks for joining us in our journey of talking with God. Our goal is to encourage people to pray more often and to shed the stigma that talking with God is complicated or has some special formula. There is no special sauce. God, our Father, is there to listen to us in all seasons. Whether you're in a happy mood or maybe you're facing some struggles and find yourself angry at the world or even God himself, he is still there. Each week, we bring you a single prayer from a single person. They can choose to remain anonymous or provide their identity. That part is not important. What is important, however, is their prayer. We all pray differently, and our goal each episode is to show you how this one person prays to God. We hope you enjoy your time here with us. If you do enjoy the content, then please subscribe to our podcast for future episodes. You know, the past 2 weeks, we've been laying the foundation or the building blocks of prayer. And it is really important that we have a strong foundation in our prayer life. It's a lot like Matthew 7, 24 through 27. This is where Jesus discusses the builder's parable. And so, you know, every kid knows the song. Basically, the wise builder had a house that he had built on rock, and it withstood the trials that it went through. But the foolish builder made his house on the sand, and it was washed away. Well, your faith is very much like a house. When we were first saved, we're excited about our future, but we're also just breaking ground. And so what if we get saved and then we do nothing else? You know, we don't take next steps. What if we're not taught anything else? And the first big trial that we face, it could destroy the fragile state that our faith exists in. There is, in fact, no foundation for our house to stand on at that point. And like the foolish builder, we're building in the sand. And so we know that the purpose of prayer is to establish and strengthen the relationship we have with God, and that the practice of prayer is vital to cultivating that relationship. It has to be intentional, and we should be approaching prayer in humble adoration to God and not just looking for handouts. Now we're going to discuss the provision of prayer. And so what is provision? Well, at its root, it is the act of providing or supplying something. And so God's greatest provision, it's already happened. It happened more than 2 millennia ago. And that's when Jesus, his son, became flesh. He lived as flesh, and then he died a human death so that we didn't have to die a spiritual one. So he provided the way to him through the death of Jesus. And Jesus even says that, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no man comes to God but through me. But that provision comes through a prayer of salvation. It's not just handed out. Yes, Jesus died for everyone. But you have to ask for that provision. And that prayer of salvation, it doesn't have to be some prayer that's handed to you and you read it or you memorize it. I'd even go so far as to say it's actually dangerous to give a newly saved Christian a quote-unquote sinner's prayer. Instead, what we should be doing is guiding them and building a firm foundation of prayer for the conversation that they're going to have with God. Because we can pray to God even though we're not saved, and he's going to hear us. But that prayer, when you are asking for God's greatest provision, it is one of the most intimate moments you're going to share with God in this human life. You're literally saying, thank you for dying for me, so that I can be reunited with you and the Father. And there are other provisions, you know, that we can pray for in life. And there's nothing wrong with praying for those provisions. And one of those is a natural provision. A natural provision is something that's going to be like praying for a job that's going to be a blessing for you and your family so that you can bless other people through that, or a car that doesn't break down every week. Those things aren't selfish. You shouldn't feel bad about those things. You're asking for provision that blesses you so that you can bless others. And so I sent out a message, you know, before this one out, kind of giving a hint of where all of this was going. And it's about Matthew 6, verses 5 through 13. And this is the Lord's Prayer. And Jesus literally tells us how to pray when we are asking for provision. And so if it's good enough for Jesus, it better be good enough for us. You know, one of the great things about God is that he is a giver. He wants to provide for us. In fact, when God introduces himself back in Genesis, chapter 22. This is the point where he's told Abraham that he must kill Isaac. And prior to that, we only see God or Lord being used to refer to him. However, when God provided a ram in place of Isaac for the sacrifice, Abraham names the place Jehovah Jireh. And what that means is Jehovah, God, will provide. So at the expense of maybe sounding like some prosperity theologist, which I don't condone, I'm not. The important point is that God provides what we need, not what we think we need or want. So I'm not going to go and pray to God that he delivers a Learjet to me because, you know, I'm a Christian. I've done good things. So, you know, God, show me that I have been good by giving me a jet. That's just silly. And it just benefits me. That doesn't bless anyone. But, you know, Jesus, he instructed us to pray for daily bread from God. And that totally makes sense to me. Because if you look back in Exodus 16, God is providing daily bread to wandering Israel. Like each day, they had to gather this bread from heaven. And so when Jesus says, give us this day our daily bread, he's pointing out that Israel depended on God daily for their sustenance. And we should too. When Israel felt they no longer needed God for daily bread, guess what happened? They quickly tried to supplant him, who is a real provider, for an idol or multiple idols. And we know that anything can be an idol. It's not just a statue, but it's things in life, anything that will pull you from God. And this kind of runs right into the other provision that I want to talk to you about, which is spiritual provision. This Sunday that just passed while sitting in service, my pastor, Mac Jarvis, at Hudson First, and this was said just this past Sunday, and I just love how God gives these little nuggets so that we can pass it on and share it. He said, the devil doesn't have to destroy you if he can distract you. And that really does hit at the heart of why we are designed for daily interaction with God. We need to eat daily. God provides bread daily. And that bread in Exodus was enough for each person so that none was left over. They would have to do that every single day, except for Saturday, where they would collect enough for Sunday as well. And so the whole point of that is you know, you wonder, well, why not a few days worth or a week or a month? But that's not how God designs it. God wants a daily relationship with his children. And so in Matthew 6, Jesus is instructing us to pray for our daily needs, not our needs a week from now. And that's because God loves to provide for us. And in that provision, we show that we depend on him. We need to, because otherwise we're prone to being ungrateful, and it's easy to find a distraction from God. In John 6:32, this is when Jesus has already fed the 5,000. And the next day, the crowd proclaimed that Moses gave their forefathers the bread from heaven. And Jesus tells them, truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Think about that. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. You know, what's hilarious about all this is that they still didn't get it. He wasn't talking about natural provision, but spiritual. And the crowd said, give us this bread. And, you know, this is one thing I love about Jesus, because, you know, he had to have a lot of patience. He is literally saying to them, I am the bread, and they don't get it. And I'm totally certain I'd just be like, I am the bread, you idiots. But he doesn't. Instead, he's telling them you should be asking God for both natural provision and spiritual provision every single day. That is what the provision of prayer is about. Our need to come to God with praise for both physical and praise for the spiritual provisions. Because he's a God that provides both. Not just one thing, not just 10 things, but everything comes through him. I was reading a book, author's Coralie Buchanan. She's got this book called Watch Out, Godly Women on the Loose. And she points out something significant about the provision of God, and I'm quoting her directly. When we look to God as a provider, we are surrendering our independence and trusting someone else to meet our needs, over which we have no control. Letting go of our dependence on independence and letting someone else take control goes against natural human instinct. We need to fight the urge to take over and just let God be God, because he can provide for us better than we can. That hits me like so hard. Because, you know, God knows every need. And maybe it's making it to work in a car that limps along, or, you know, praying to God that, you know, I'm homeless and then a stranger has a few dollars to spare for a hot meal. But it could be that you're sitting here thinking that, you know, I want a God that gives the greatest provision in my life. And that time for me to ask is today. And he will do it, but you do have to ask. You have to ask, because that's part of letting go of your dependence on being independent. It is a flaw that we as humans have, and we all have it. It's, you're not just a certain type of person, like a leader or something like that. It could be the most humble person, and they're going to struggle with that too. This is a small podcast, and you know, I don't know what God is going to do with it, but I do know that he wants it to exist. He's made a way for me to have time to start it, to plan it, and prove parts of it within a week of the first episode. I can't wait to see what is in store and how he provides for that. We don't need to know how or when it will happen, because God provides when we need it, not when we want it. He knows the exact time that the things that we're asking for should be supplied to us, and he puts those blocks in place so that we get them when we need them. Will you pray with me? Father, you are a God of great love and provision. The most important gift that you could give us has already been provided. And I pray that if anyone hears this, that they lean into that and ask for the provision of salvation. The cost was so great to you, and yet you still provided it, knowing what would happen to your son. In our prayer life with you, it's my hope that myself and anyone listening to this may always approach you in humility and pray as Jesus has shown us how to, because the love and the strength you give, the peace that comes from simple conversations with you, is so vital. Please help us to remember those provisions in all trials of our life. I love you, Father. Eternally grateful. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Talking with God. We hope that by sharing this prayer with you, that you are encouraged to pray more often, become comfortable with praying anytime, and most importantly, your relationship with God grows in talking with Him. We would love to see you subscribe so that you get notified of the latest episode. Share our vision and spread the word that God is there to listen to you, no matter the time, place, or circumstance. If you would like to share a prayer to help our mission, please email us at talkingwithgodpodcast@gmail.com. We love you and hope that you visit us again next week.